And and the side of the house, you put, hook the hose up to this when you're going to water the lawn.
Yeah, what would I call that? I guess water line, I'm not sure.
And something shaped like...
I was trying to think of what my father used to call it when he said, hook up the hose there.
To the hydrant?
Yeah, hydrant, that's it, hydrant.
Something that's shaped like this, roughly, that you pour, say you're pouring salt from a bag or something into a smaller container, you might pour it through one of these.
A faucet.
All right, like this, see, it's just something you pour it through.
I can't think of what I used to call it, though.
Or something that you have, if you're pouring gasoline in your car, you know, out of a can, and you pour, you might have to stick this in the gas tank, you know what I mean?
Right.
Would you use the term either tunnel or funnel?
I would use the term funnel for that. But it's something else we used to call it. I can't think of it.
Oh, if you think of it, let me know.
Okay.
And for driving horses, you crack a...
whip.
You go to the store and buy a dozen apples, say, and the grocer might put them in a what for you?
In a bag. Or a box.
And if you had two or three bags, and then and you were shopping, you had two or three bags, and you might buy or get a larger thing with two handles on it to carry all of these other bags.
Yeah, shopping bag. No, handbag.
Are these two different things, a handbag and a shopping bag?
No, that's a shopping bag. I call it later in life, but all through upper grade school, there was handbag. That was my tendency toward middle class.
Yeah.
So.
How about something you use for the dry cleaning company? You send a suit to the cleaners, it comes back in a thing covering it.
Cellophane bag.
And the how about something like this? Not for potatoes. Let's say 100 pounds of potatoes come in this, and it's.
Croco sack. Right.
And how about a...
The older people would say gunny sack. The people that were older than my father.
And how about a... this is a made of... If, say, sugar comes in a 5-pound... cloth.
Yeah, 5-pound bag.
And it,
there's something they call that cloth. My mom used to use that term all the time, too.
Not cheesecloth.
No, not cheesecloth, not quite. Not terry cloth, I don't think, no. It's some kind of cloth they used to call it.
How about a, might be used, electric appliance used to clean rugs?
Extension cord.
What would you use though? What do you call that thing?
You'd call it the duster, and
or the does it the V? That.
Oh, vacuum. Vacuum cleaner. In fact, that's what I call it, vacuum cleaner, right?
Okay, and now this is something. Beer comes in this great big
barrel.
And a smaller one, nails might come in.
A keg.
And if you had all you could carry in both arms, you'd say, I have a...
armful. But I would say arms full. I always made that mistake.
Okay, and a partial load of a truck or wagon.
That's a half load.